Good morning, and this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am starting out my After Thanksgiving show. So we started with some Eel and Jewel, and I'm still kind of feel like I'm setting up here, so maybe I'll continue playing some music and then get back to you about what's going on in the music world once I get settled in here. So let's get started with some Amy Fairchild.
Look around just one last time. Texas town. A long way to go before I lay my body down. It's a long way to Las Cruces for a lonely vagabond. The long black ribbon stretches out. The long black ribbon taking me away and back again. The long black ribbon, a companion and a long lost friend. Through the mountains and the rivers and them big city centers, the long black ribbon stretches on. Landscape runs away to the silence of the sun's golden rays. Darkness creeps around us, we'll be driving till the dawn. The long black ribbon stretches on. The long black ribbon taking me away and back again. The long black ribbon, a companion.
I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Or perhaps a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. It goes both ways. So here I am, sitting in for Something About the Women, thrilled to be here. And I guess that's music is one of the things that I am so incredibly thankful about. And I have been sitting in the squeaky chair on Something About the Women, alternating with Liz and Jane and Sue for almost a year now. And whenever we come in the station, it gets a little bit kind of juggling around and trying to put music on. And so I play those musicians who I have so much admiration for because they are out there performing and they just put it all out there and they play incredibly beautiful music that we all get to enjoy. So in that set was starting Elin Jewell, Dusty Boxcar Wall from Letters from Sinners and Strangers. And then after that was Shannon McNally, who I did actually get to see live this year over at Club Passim. And that was her song, The Worst Part of a Broken Heart from the album Geronimo. And ended with Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review, Long Black Ribbon. She is from Louisiana, but she has been known to travel up here and play. She's played at Lizard Lounge. She played at Johnny D's before Johnny D's closed, but we won't get into that. And hopefully she'll make another trek up here sometime soon because that is always a fun show. My next set are some artists that were sent to me through the what I'm calling the Willamette Women's Music Project. So I'll go ahead and start there and then go into a little bit more of an explanation on that afterwards. We are starting with Susanna Clifford Blackley.
Thank you. at the moment when the sun comes up. Wanna drink life straight out of a Dixie cup. I wanna feel like a million bucks. Rest assured that I'm good enough. I wanna feel like a kid again. Wanna live life like there never was a yesterday. Wanna dream dreams big as a Milky Way. I wanna give all my love away and ask nothing in return. I wanna feel like a kid again. Wanna feel like a kid again. I can't seem to reconcile sometimes a line between the old and young just disappears, fades away. I'm just living for today. Have a job, I wanna wait. Got responsibility when the sun comes up. Gotta toe the line.
Wanna drink light, help
feed the family. Sometimes it seems like it's up to me.
Like a million bucks
to keep it all together.
I'm good enough.
I wanna feel like a kid again. Lately in the night,
wanna live life
when I can't sleep. I can't seem to reconcile the grown-up part of me with a little child. Sometimes a line between the old and young just disappears. It fades away. I'm just living for today. Da-da-da-da.
Learn not to make too many. Guard against the things I might not keep. Hold my keys at the ready. And I don't want to go, but I always do. And I don't want to go, 'cause I love you too. From time, I'm running from age. I'll get on a train, I'll turn a new page. It'll be a new story. 'Cause I'm the queen of those who can't decide. You're the king of the safe side. Oh, that safe side. Thank you. lays back down. The cat in the window wears a wedding gown. Just as the bell rings, here comes a circus clown. And I play the queen of the pirates and the outlaws. You play the king of those who abide. Oh, that safe side, it's not my side, it's off sides. And I don't wanna go, but I always do. And I don't wanna go, cause I love you too. I love you, I love you too. And I don't wanna go, but I always do. And I don't wanna go, cause I love you too.
Kindergarten, call him a name, and I knew what my name was. I'm on the passenger seat of this Thunderbird. Behind the bird, painted on the hood, between grandmas doing what they does. Put the child in a seatbelt, Lord, a seatbelt, Priscilla. This car won't leave this driveway till my grandchild's buckled up. I don't believe in seatbelts, Mary. Dangerous seat belts. Cause if this T-Bird crashes in a fiery blaze, she will not be stuck. If this T-Bird crashes in a fiery blaze, she will not be stuck. My grandma Mary, she loves Jesus, the Catholic choir Jesus, cause she's that Jesus's mom. I wake to oatmeal, smell hot raisins. We cut roses for the Virgin, walked to church in the cold dawn. My grandma Priscilla, she is Barbie. Does Barbie know Jesus? Yes, I think she does. I wake to Pepsi, the sound of plastic, from cinnamon rolls, from Gas Mart, the microwave beeps on. Put her in a seatbelt, Lord, a seatbelt. This car won't leave this driveway till she's buckled up. Screw seatbelts. Me and you don't wear seatbelts, right, honey? Cause if this T-Bird crashes in a fiery blaze, she will not be stuck. If this T-Bird crashes and it's on fire, we will not be stuck. Grandma Mary walks it back. 60 minutes is on loud. Don't get caught on Grandpa's lap. I am scared of my grandfather, even at his funeral. They say Mary had shock treatment, sleep in church, that's all she knows. Mary's sleeping on my nap, times makes it 5 hours long. I am memorizing curtains, I am starting making songs. Grandma Priscilla buys a hot tub for her mobile double wide, and a poodle puppy the day after her real old poodle dies. Crash an Easter egg hunts at June's weird church before they start speaking in tongue. Hell yeah, keep the bunny they gave you, he can live in the second bathtub. She wakes me at 2 a.m. to hold her, even though I'm the kid. We are both afraid of death, it must hit like Grandpa did. My grandma's reaching over me, she's trying to roll my window up. My grandma's reaching through the window, yeah, she's buckling me up. Priscilla says, you and Mary, I admit it, I guess we're off. We round Street, she stops the T-Bird, takes my seatbelt off. Strawberries forever. the Bible. Girls just wanna have some fun. That is all they really want. Grandma Mary's in the graveyard. Grandma Priscilla still believes she's Dolly. Tracks American Idol like a fiend somewhere in heaven. There's a thunderbird pulling into Mary's driveway. I hear the painted hood bird sing. Lord, take us in a seat belt. A seat belt. This car will leave this driveway until you swear we're buckled up. Lord, seat belts. We won't wear seat belts. Cause if this T-bird crashes in a fiery place, if this bird goes down in a fiery place, if this world goes down in a fiery place, we will not be stuck. If this world goes down in a fiery place, we will not be.
Well, that was just beautiful. Does anybody else think that maybe that song was about more than a seatbelt? So as I've mentioned before, I've been working on what I'm calling the Willamette Women's Music Project. So she lives in California, but she comes out here for a couple months at a time during the summer. She was touring around with different radio stations and doing interviews. And she put a shout out on Facebook asking women who are musicians to send her 10 copies of any CD that they wanted distributed to radio stations. I actually happened to be at WMBR that day when she was coming in for her interview. She knew that I was hosting something about the women and graciously handed me a stack of CDs and has subsequently sent more. So those last three songs are coming from this project. And the first was Susan Clifford Blackley. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I'll have to check on that. And that was The Line Between from her CD, Middle of the Night. And I do have, I think, one or two more of hers. So we'll hear some more of hers in subsequent shows. Following that, Deborah Crooks, Off Sides, from her album, 2010. And then we ended with Cress Cole, who, I've said it before, I'll say it again, she sounds a bit like Dar Williams to me, who I just think walks on water. And that was her song Seatbelt, which also feels like I'm sitting there listening to a bit of a short story. I really enjoy that song. So continuing on, these are musicians that I have on my list for, nope, I'm sorry, that's the next one. Musicians I've heard recently. How is that? So this was my club tour of the past few months, and we are going to start with Lydia Loveless, although I was not at Lydia Loveless. A number of my friends were, so I'm just going to claim that one and play a song off of Bloodshot Records, their compilation, and they are just an amazing production company, and they have really great taste in musicians, and Lydia happens to be one of them.
Tired of being one of the boys. And
Well, that was Catch and Release by the Wild Reeds. That goes out to Ryan, who I think is actually listening. We saw them live recently, and he turned to me at one point and said, well, that's about as country as they get. So my response was, and that's why I'll be playing that song quite a bit. And I have played it a few times. It was really, really great seeing them perform, and they opened for the Lone Bellows. So that was really good. So that was a set of musicians who I have seen live, or maybe virtually live. I was not at the Lydia Loveless concert, but woe to me if she is ever in town and I don't hear her. So that was Mile High, and that was a single off of a Bloodshot Records compilation, but I imagine it's also on one of her albums. I just don't have the album name in front of me right now. And before that was Nikki Lane, Jackpot, from Highway Queen. So that was from New West Records, and I go back and forth between Bloodshot and New West because I think they both have such an amazing lineup of musicians. In fact, Lily Hyatt was after that. I Want to Go Home from Trinity Lane was also on New West Records. I get emails from them frequently, and they usually are telling me some good stuff to listen to. After that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Sidelong, was the title song from her CD, Sidelong. That's how it usually works. And that was Bloodshot Records. And then the Wild Reeds, Catch and Release from The World We Built. And speaking of music coming up, there are so many good musicians coming to town. I am not going to get to the whole set that I wanted to. That's just the way it is. But what I am going to do is start out with Katie Von Schlechter. I think that's how you pronounce it. Katie Von Schlechter. I have played her before, and much to my delight, she is going to be performing live next week, next Saturday, in Alston at Great Scott. And she will also be playing with, I don't want to give it all away, but why not? Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton. And so I'm playing them later on. But let's start with some Katie. And then anybody I don't get to into this set, I'll do a mini concert report and let you know what to expect.
You just don't know what you're saying. I'm talking to myself. I just can't build it together. It lies just like me.
the humming of the moon behind the trees. Felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, I know I knew it by heart back when we were kids. If I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hid, 'cause I moved on and on. Somewhere in Spain, were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song, and then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom. We might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear.